Blog Talk Radio.
After Dark, you got the commish. We got 3, 2, 1. Favorite son, Madinow. How you doing, buddy?
Pretty good, buddy. Great.
I'm doing well. Doing well. So we got a lot going on in the league. A lot of new members out there. For all you new members that are listening, contact Freddy Krueger 1, and the E is a 3 in his gamer tag. Make sure you add him. He is the head of the OFL Players Union. So if you have any issues or anything, contact him. A couple other things going on. A lot of you new members are in the Fantasy Draft League. Still about 8 people out there that need to accept their league invite. Make sure you accept that. Draft is Sunday at 10 p.m. Eastern, so make sure you're there. Brand new single season. It's called Group 3 Single. We opened it up yesterday. $17 to join. It's one season, win 300. Hope to see a bunch of you guys in there. I know a lot of people have been asking for some more leagues, so there you go. But I know one thing that you're getting a little anxious about, Madinow, and I am also, is we have the Fargo 32 tournament. We need 2 more spots. It's $5 to get in, win 130. So if 2 people listening right now jump in there and join at shop.oflnow.com, we can get it going tonight. So how's that sound, Madinow?
Sound pretty good, man.
Think you get Double J or somebody in there to jump in real quick so we can get it going?
G-Baby? He's not the tournament type player. I could try to get him in there, but his experience in the tournaments haven't been going so well.
I got you. So what's on your mind tonight, man? What do you want to talk about?
Man, I'm just open the edge right now, just seeing you. She had the radio show out there, had nothing better to do just to talk with the commiss.
Right on, right on. Now, Freddy Krueger wants to talk about how Balkino's staying out of trouble. I'm not so sure he is staying out of trouble. He's always pushing boundaries. I've always come down hard and tried to, you know, suspend him from, well, actually remove him from Group 1 Single, but the league, he appealed and the league officials overturned me. And I see him out there. I know you were offended. He was putting some religious jokes out there on the GLIP. I agree with you 100%. It's something that's going to offend people. I know Balkino is purposely trying to push, get a reaction out of people, but, I mean, this ain't third grade, man. We don't need to get a reaction out of people. You know what I mean, Madinow?
Yeah, some stones, you know, you just don't turn. You stay away from those things.
Exactly. I mean, you don't need to put religious stuff out there. Just keep that to yourself or do it privately. Also, you know, we had some issues with racism with Reddy. He cleared that all up. But let's not forget there's reverse racism. Like, just went in a party with Walking Hitstick and his crew, and it's pretty apparent their one friend that works with Fat Magic Trent is a racist. But reverse racism or whatever they call it, it's all the same thing. So we don't need any of that in our community, and if that Trent kid would ever try to join, he wouldn't be allowed because we just don't need that nonsense in here. Keep the community clean, keep it strong, keep it growing like we are right now. Why do you think we just grabbed about 14 new members in the last week or so? What do you think's going on all of a sudden?
The word's getting out there, man. Everybody. It all starts with one person telling their friend, and it's just like a chain reaction. I guess you're posting things out there on the website, and it's drawing eyes. And as people can see, it has a pretty good track record as it's going right now. Most leagues don't last as long isn't as organized as our league, so.
Is this a league that you see yourself being a part of for the long run?
Oh, yeah, I definitely see myself just sticking in the OFL community.
Nice, because we like having you. You're a good player, good, definitely always playing your games. Work on that sportsmanship a little bit, how you were trying to run it up on me. I saw that shit.
It wasn't even like that, man. I like those little trick plays you threw at the end, so I had to, you know, give you time to try another trick play, and I wanted to show some trick defense on you.
I got you, man. I wasn't mad. We did have a good game there for about three quarters, maybe three and a half quarters, and the better player yourself kind of took control, but that's how it was supposed to be.
I like the little halfback pass you tried to do on me. Well, not the halfback pass, but the flea flicker.
Oh, the flea flicker, yeah. A lot of people are sleeping on that, but I bet you're going to start seeing more of that because I broadcast a lot. People are noticing that I run it a lot, and it does work a lot, especially on that left side. You got to reverse it, flip the play, but it does work a lot. Speaking of plays, DNA Suspect, one of the new members I was telling you about, he's in the Fantasy Draft League. He's been in one tournament so far, I think, but he's joined the Fantasy Draft League. There was a Duracell marathon tournament going on.
I was just getting on that.
Yeah, he actually took second place and won $5,000. So, first of all, way to go. Congratulations winning the money, and made us proud, man. Made us proud here in the OFL. We're glad to have you here. So he took $5,000, but he actually got screwed out of first place where he would have won $8,000 and an all-inclusive trip to the Super Bowl. So I know he's a little upset about that. Hopefully he'll get a chance to call in and talk about it. We got a call here from the 616 area code. You're now on the air. Could you state your gamer tag, please?
Jay Mill.
That's JJ Mills from up in Grand Rapids. How are you doing this evening?
Doing great. Got a big day tomorrow for the real life football.
Uh-huh. So how you feeling about, I know you're a Colts fan, how you feeling about them pulling off the win?
Feeling even. I'm feeling even, man. I'm feeling even. Don't want to be too high, don't want to be too low, but I want to be hopeful.
Okay. Now, Andrew Luck hasn't performed too well against the Patriots in the past, has he?
Not at all. But I think I've never seen this Andrew go into that type of Patriots game. That's the difference of this one, I will say.
All right. That's always a good sign if you're a Colts fan. Let's bring this other caller in real quick. We got the 407 area calling. Could you state your gamer tag for everyone?
Yeah, it's Paul Carino.
Oh, okay. It's the so-called Great Volcano. How are you doing this evening?
So cool.
All right, good. Now, everybody that's in this party right now is in the 32-man Fargo 32 tournament. We need two more people to get it started. So if you guys know anybody, please get them in so we can get going. I know Matt and I was anxious to start, and I'm sure you guys are also. So, now, Volcano, we were talking about a lot. We got, I think, like 14 new members in the last week or 10 days or so, which is, it's growing pretty rapidly. Why do you think that is?
I mean, you're putting a lot of hard work in. I think that's a plus, and you're posting around, and as you can tell, one person says something, and then it's like a chain line. So I think now it's becoming where people are spreading, you know, like one person says something, they tell people, and it's growing from there. Because you're getting people, hell, we filled up, and people were still paying you to sign up.
Yeah, that is true. We had some people. Yeah, that is true. Some people paid after we were already full and had to refund their money. So, yeah, I guess that is a good sign. As far as talent in this in the OFL Now community, how do you see that compared to other leagues out there? Because I know you've played in a lot of leagues before.
I mean, there's a few. I've been in a lot of competitive ones. Like, I played with, like, over 5 years, same people. And it's actually – after we did our money tournament, I found you guys. The competition here is getting really good. But league-wise, I think it's just going to get better as we keep, you know, everyone keeps getting to know each other and playing against each other. So,
mm-hmm.
Like, now people are starting to figure out how I'm playing, so I'm sure my undefeated streak's about to die out there. I'm like the Florida State. I'm about to lose my 36-game win streak, so.
Okay, and we also have another caller coming in right now from the Pluto 6 area code. You're now live on the air. Could you state your gamer tag?
Yes, sir. It's Wee Witness.
Oh, hey, Wee Witness. I wanted you to call. We talked about that you wanted to come live on the air and apologize about everything that you did with the Shaquille O'Neal reading a book picture curse type thing where you killed off the fish, the official OFL fish tank, but you did say you wanted to apologize, so go ahead.
Members of the OFL, I am very highly sorry for my devious deeds in killing the beautiful family members of the OFL fish tank, and I just hope that someday y'all find it in y'all's heart to forgive me. I know,
man, it cost me money, man. Definitely.
I forgive you, Witness. Now, let's get back to football. Now, we were talking about DNA Suspect, a new member in the OFL Now community, winning $5,000 in the Duracell tournament. You actually got to catch some of that tournament live on Twitch. What did you see in that tournament that stood out to you?
Just some high-quality players. I mean, like, the pros, I mean. Like, the people that they were playing weren't that good. And those pros were handling them with ease. And like I said, when DNA got his chance to play, he showed out and did his thing. And it ended up showing that we got some crazy competition in our league.
Oh, so DNA Suspect was beating some of the pros?
What?
So he had to play, like, the pro players? Or how did it go? I mean, I'm not too familiar with it.
He said he didn't get the pros.
A bunch of pro Madden players, they would twitch their games and they'd pick random people. And, yeah, the pros would pick their games, and these pros have supposedly gone all around the world and traveled, played for crazy amounts of money. And they just brought that. Yeah.
That's
about everything.
Well, that's pretty cool. Well, then DNA Suspect really did a great job, so congratulations to him and winning that money. We got another call coming in from the 601 area code. You're now live on OFL After Dark with the Commish, Balkino, Matternall, J.J. Mills, Wee Witness, a.k.a. Frog Killer Clown Ass. Could you state your gamer tag for us?
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? It's your boy, Ready10, back in the building.
Oh, Jesus.
Now, Ready10, we were actually just speaking about that Duracell tournament. You had an interesting little episode that occurred in our lobby. Could you speak about that and what occurred?
Oh, yeah, man. I went to the Duracell lobby where they were taking players out of and everything. And it was this guy in there. He kept messing, "Here, play me, I'm the best in here. I'll beat anybody. So I just type like two words. I said, "Send, invite. You know what I'm saying? He sent the invite. I end up beating him 77-7, you know? I mean, I was like, okay, all right.
So you really put it on him there. Now,
yeah.
I mean, he asked for it, though. He asked for it.
I ran like one or two plays all game, so. That was another thing. I was like, okay, like, you are really terrible. You can't stop this. I'm not even really playing. I'm just running like two plays.
Right, right. Yeah. Now, you've joined the Fantasy Draft League. Have you got a chance to look at the other guys that are in your division?
Oh, yeah, man. Yeah. I have the Broncos in my division, which is forgot his name, Stunt 46 man or something like that.
Oh, Stuntman 46 or?
I think it's Stuntman 46. I'm not sure. But I know Chillin 941, Obama's mentor. I know those guys are in there for sure. I can't remember the last person, but I think that's him.
So how do you feel about your division? You think it's going to be tough, easy?
I mean, I know Chillin 941. I know Chillin 941. He's a decent player, but the other two guys, I'm going to have to play them a couple times, see what they're about. Then I'll make a decision. I mean, everybody can be beat, though, you know, so I keep that in mind, too. So if any dog can be beat, you know what I'm saying? Every dog has a day, as everyone says.
That's true. J.J. Mills, have you got a chance to see who's in your division? J.J. Mills, you still there? All right. I guess he had some technical difficulties.
Yeah.
All right. Balkino, have you got a chance to see who's in your division? Hello?
I think when they heard me get online, I think they got off.
They got scared, huh, Reddy?
Yeah, they got already seen. Is that right, we witnessed?
Shut up.
So, I guess they got scared. Oh, well. Now, Witness, you and Madinall did not get into Fantasy Draft League. Any particular reason why?
That's just not my game. Like, I'm not smart with, like I said, I don't have the patience, and I don't know, I'm not really smart with my picks as far as other people with how they draft their players, I guess. I don't.
That makes sense. And Madinall, any reason why you don't like fantasy leagues either?
Oh, well, I really can't even say I don't like it. Honestly, I've never been in a fantasy draft league, so that's why I'm just going to wait, sit this one out, and see how this one goes as far as other members, and maybe the next one I'll consider it.
Okay, all right. Who is the best quarterback on Madden? Ready? You go first.
Best overall quarterback when it comes to passing and everything, I would have to go with Aaron Rodgers.
Aaron Rodgers.
Video game, yes.
Madinall, who's the best quarterback on Madden 15?
The best quarterback on Madden 15. I already made a pretty good decision as far as Aaron Rodgers, but I think I give it to Russell Wilson because he's a real solid player as far as running, throwing, don't get hurt, no fumbling. I give it to Russell.
Mm-hmm. Russell Wilson, okay. We Witness, who would you go with?
I'm going to go ahead and go with Aaron Rodgers, too.
Aaron Rodgers. All right, that makes sense. I think we have Balkino back on the air. Are you here, Balkino? Balkino. He must not have paid his cell phone bill this week or something. I don't know. But there is some big news coming out of Team Balkino. They just signed a brand new member, O'Buckets, one of my real nice guy out of Columbia, South Carolina, real nice southern gentleman. He just signed with Team Balkino. I hope it doesn't corrupt him because he's a real nice guy, but we'll see how that works out. Reddy, are you excited to have O'Buckets join your team?
Yeah, man. Yeah, man. You know, we changed our name as well. You know.
Oh, you changed your name to what?
Team I Cup.
Team I Cup.
Yeah, Team I Cup, man. So just think
what
about
is
it.
That?
Just spell it out for us.
Hey, yeah. Ask Reddy how you spell it.
How do you spell it?
I-C-U-P.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Taking it back to the middle school era. Okay.
So
all
we
right.
changed our name.
Oh, yeah, I remember those days.
So, you know what I'm saying? Switching up. But, yeah,
let's all go back in time. Let's all go back to the middle school era. And Matterno, what game were you all into playing back in the middle school era?
In the middle school era, I think I was still with Madden, and then I was more Madden and NBA Live.
Oh yeah, okay, Live was pretty good back then. What about you, Witness?
In middle school, I'm gonna be completely honest with you. I didn't even play games in middle school.
Okay, yeah,
like
you were an active child.
Well, I mean, like I played my PlayStation 2, and on my PlayStation 2, I play like street football and stuff. That's about it, though.
Okay, street football. I know a lot of people like that game a lot. I never got into it. What about you, Reddy?
Man, I played Live. I used to love Live, man, and I had a football game, but it's actually my first year playing Madden this year. But during that time, I had a football game. The only thing I did on there was the combine stuff. I ran the 40, did the bench press and all that.
Oh, yeah, nice, man.
That's the only thing I did on it. I didn't want to play no games.
Now,
I just wanted to see how fast.
Have you had to do that in real life for the CFL and stuff?
Do
the 40 and all that?
Yeah, I had to run a 40 vertical. Like, had to go through the whole combine testing, man. It's
what
real.
What is your vertical, if you don't mind me asking?
The vertical I jumped was a 41. So, you know what I'm saying?
It was pretty good.
Decent numbers.
MJ.
Yeah, man.
What's the highest vertical at the past combine? What's a high number?
Anything, the highest I know is, I think it's like 44 or something like that. I think
wow,
that's the highest.
So you're up there, man.
45. Yeah, that's the highest.
Damn, like, you up there, man.
I mean, I played basketball, so it kind of helped me with that.
Mm-hmm. I think when I was in middle school, I was playing a lot of Little League Baseball, which I'm older, so you guys probably don't even remember that game, but that game was the shit. They had a Little League Baseball video game. I played a lot of Sonic, man. Sonic the Hedgehog was new back in those days.
Yeah. I used to love Sonic to the Sega Dreamcast, bro.
Yeah, I think I was playing it on the original Sega Genesis, but yeah, it was the game was the shit, man. That actually made the Sega. Oh yeah, Tekken was nice too.
Yeah.
Now, Madden, this is a good question for you. How you said you were playing Madden back in the middle school days for you. How have you seen the game evolve over the years, other than just graphics?
It actually put down a little bit as far as some of the attributes, like, you know, back on the other match, you could have the hit stick 2.0 where you can hit low, hit him at any angle, and as far as the helmets coming off, I've seen that change over the time, and now they got the little glitchy tackles as far as the magnetic tackle from 15 feet away from your running,
mm-hmm.
but it's made on this Madden 15. I can honestly say everything is more user like on the previous Madden, all you had to do is pick a play and just let a computer do all the work. On here, you know, you got to catch interceptions and pick up fumbles and stuff like that.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. I really like this Madden. I think it's a lot more realistic than the previous Maddens. I just really think it's a good game. And there's a lot of improvements it needs, but the direction it's going in is the right path, I believe. Now, Reddy, you really surprisingly haven't played a whole lot of Madden, have you, till this year?
Yeah, not to this year, man. I'm big on 2K. But now I hate 2K.
Mm-hmm. Now you're hooked on Madden, right? We brought you over to the right side.
Yeah, got me, man.
I find that surprising, you know, being a professional football player like you, that you never really got into Madden in the past. Any particular reason? Is it more like, you know, since you do it in real life, you want to escape and do something you don't do? Is that the reason why? Because I remember you told me a lot of your CFL teammates don't play Madden, they play 2K.
Yeah. See, well, I sucked at Madden. Like, I was terrible. And I never played with nobody else. I never played online. I just played by myself on Madden all the time. When I was young, when I had the 40 thing. So when they took the 40 thing, after the next Madden, I stopped playing Madden completely. Like, I just, it wasn't a reason we played more, because I never played online anyway. But as far as, you know, why everybody, my teammates don't play Madden, I don't know. I can't tell you why. I guess because we played it for it anyway, and a lot of glitches and stuff be going on in Madden, which I've heard now. So we just played 2K, because you can't really glitch on that game anymore. So.
Okay, well, that makes sense. And Witness, what improvements have you seen through Madden through the years?
Just like Radio, I haven't even really been a Madden player. I barely started playing Madden at, like, the last months of Madden 25. And, like, just like Radio, I was terrible at Madden, but Hitstick has taught me a lot at the game, and I'm just trying to grow better and better at it.
Oh, that's cool. That's cool. Now, Balkino, are you back on the air?
No, Balkino. But Miller is.
Oh, Miller, how you doing?
Nothing. We've been waiting to talk forever, man. We've been trying to talk.
Where's Balkino?
Yeah, your call dropped. I was asking you.
Oh, man. But yeah, I was
past,
trying to talk,
like,
about middle school. Middle school, I was saying Crash Bandicoot and Tekken. I like those games.
Oh, shit, Crash Bandicoot. Yeah, yeah. That was
and Madden, I done seen everything. I've been playing Madden for a long time. When I was younger, my uncle used to beat me in, like, Sega Madden. Like, it was bad, but the things I've seen, everything changed. And I remember when you can replay a play. If it didn't go, you can go to rewind it or something like that.
I know.
Oh, yeah, I hated that shit. I used to go to my friend's house.
Yeah,
I thought that was an insult to football.
Yeah, I thought that was an insult to football, but... That's a lot of stuff in Madden. That's insult to football.
Yeah,
funny.
I agree.
Yeah.
But it's on the.
But
yeah,
I was like them, man.
Better,
when they didn't have online, like, I used to just create players, do franchise, or me and my buddies would have, like, a Super Bowl at the end of the year. We still do sometimes.
That's cool. Yeah. Hey, we only got a minute and a half, and we got another caller coming in from the 407 area code. 407, you're now live on the air. Could you state your gamer tag?
Failure!
Oh my God! It's the great Balkino. Did you get a different phone number? I guess. Anyways,
not the same
one. We were talking about some of the improvements over the year, Madden, or some of the things you've seen change. Could you talk about that in this last minute?
Oh, yeah. There's no more instant pass. Like, I can't talk about that. It's really bad. Yeah, but back in the old Maddens, if you remember back in the day, like the HB and wide receiver pass used to be really glitchy, where it would make your whole defense blitz. There's no more QB walks. There's no more safety. You kick out your opponent. There's no 3-3-5 coach glitch anymore. It's not. They can make this game a big steep where you can't really exploit the game like you can could like 5 to 10 years ago, and it's crazy. I can actually say 2006, 2005, and 4, because back in the day, you thought Madden was crazy. Now, when they first came out with the first 90-speed quarterback, man, that's all you saw people do is roll out, roll out, roll out, and now you can actually contain the rollouts and stuff like that. Like, they fixed the game times 1,000 compared to what it used to be. If people complain about what's in the Madden now, about these little iffy-diffy problems. If you didn't play this game in 2007.
And we'll pick this up tomorrow live on the air. Thanks for calling, Volcano.
Billion!